Everything Bundy, 93.1 Triple M, JB and Jules.
Now, I'll tell you what, JB, plenty of footy action happening at the moment.
Well, across the weekend, it was a shortened round, so it was only four games, but it seemed to be a lot of breaking news across the weekend when it came to the NRL, including Origin move and the potential rest of the comp. So we do have Triple M commentator and voice behind Rush Hour Queenslander, Ben Dobbo Dobbin. Morning, mate.
G'day, Jules. G'day, JB. How are we, guys? How are we going?
Good. Look, you are full of energy. Now, let's talk about State of Origin moves.
Well, I couldn't believe it. I was sitting there on Saturday night, and I was with the beautiful bride. We're sitting there watching it, and then it comes through. No Newcastle. It's all over, and we're having three State of Origin Queensland. Could you dare to dream?
Unbelievable.
This one. It's going to be at Cbus Stadium on the Gold Coast. 27,000 people Wednesday night. And look, it's a real opportunity for Queensland to get it right, because they've got it horribly wrong the first two games. They're the first to admit it. And this is an opportunity for them to get it right in front of a crowd that will be 50-50. Remember that the borders aren't shut yet, and there's a lot of people around Byron Bay and the Northern Rivers who will come. And there's a lot of people in New South Wales who have transcended and live on the Gold Coast who love it so much. So I think the crowd will have it's a real share of New South Wales supporters, but it's great for the Gold Coast to get it at Cbus. And I suppose everybody can dare to dream and hope and pray, but, I mean, you lose Joy Arrow out of the side, your back's against the wall. I watched them train yesterday. I watched the Queensland side train yesterday. They were very, very crisp, but they can't do any semi-opposed work because they're in this bubble now, so no teams can enter, and they can't even practice against another team. So everything they're doing at the moment is on their own, which is difficult from a perspective. But, I mean, the biggest news out of it all, we got that little entree on Saturday night. Come Sunday, we get the main course. 492 players and officials will be lobbying in southeast Queensland come Wednesday, and the Telstra Premiership will make its way to Queensland, which we've always wanted our own competition. We've always said that maybe we should stand alone. Well, we're going to get it. Every single game, bar the Melbourne Storm games, will be played out of the southeast and north Queensland over the next at least 4 weeks, but I would say to the end of the season. So a massive, massive decision for the NRL.
Yeah. Now, which stadiums are they going to be playing at?
Well, I spoke to an NRL coach last night in Sydney, and what they were told, that, and this will be announced today, it's either going to be the Sunshine Coast, Brisbane and Cbus. So the hubs will be there. It won't all be in one area. So you would think that there'd be probably around four teams that will go to the Sunny Coast and they'll stay there, four teams or five teams in Brisbane and the balance on the Sunshine Coast, and that's where they'll hub from and play. So obviously they're looking at training facilities. This coach I spoke to, he said, I said, where would you prefer to go? He said, oh, the Gold Coast. I said, I bet you would. But we know Gold Coast, Glitter Strip and rugby league players don't work normally that well. So I would think that look, you know what I'd be saying? I'd be saying, everybody move them to Mackay. Just put them there, mate. Move them to Bundy. You know, have them. You know, when we had that day, the open day at Bundy, I'd be putting them Tent City on the field. Just put all the 492 players out in that oval there near the basketball courts there. I think that'd be a great idea. Yeah. Well, I mean, what could go? Well, I suppose you've got the distillery there, so that's the coolest drink. But I mean,
mate, I worry because they're bringing dancers into Origin camp, and I'd be sending them out to Mount Isa.
Yeah, well, there's dancers out there as well, believe you me. I've been there. The radio time, one of the biggest times of the life. Listen, I've got to just quickly touch on that. I mean, Joy is a young man. He made a horrible error of judgment. There's no two ways about it. But what people don't realise is that he reported himself to the QRL. It was self-reported, the offence. Now, that says to me that he realised his wrongs. Yeah. I'm not justifying it. He's a goose. It was selfish. It was stupid. But gee whiz, I'm not going to throw a rock because I know what I was doing at 24 years of age. You know, and if there was social media around then, mate, I'm collecting 200 and going to jail. Like, you know, and I don't think I'm on my own there. Well, in saying that, he is a professional, but he's been punished. He probably won't play for Queensland next year in that, because they punish people like that. That's it. You've got to earn your right to get your jersey back. I think he made a horrible error of judgment, but let's not punish him forever. I mean, he busted up with his missus. He's had a shocking, shocking run. But he's actually genuinely a really nice guy and a good bloke. Just a real poor error of judgment.
Yeah, 100%. And, I agree. If we all have a think about what we're doing at that age and if we had that much money, I think, and the fact that he's thrown the white flag up shows a lot. But thanks for your time this morning, Dobbo. You'll hear more from him on the Rush Hour Queensland. We'll catch up soon in the lead into Origin.
Good on you, JB. Jules, I didn't see you down at Origin 2. I mean, JB was down there with his beautiful bride, and I'm like, where's Jules? And yeah, you were just holding fort back at home, mate. Some of us have to work, mate.
That's right. Some of us do. Good on you, Dobbo.
Head down, mate. Keep your head down.
He had to throw one, didn't he? Good on him. It's Bundy's 93.1 Triple M.